What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And what I was saying about Biden saying that he would stop Trump from running, he knew that Trump, if you take a look at what's happening out there, I mean, you know, Trump, when he went to that fighting match, you know, when was it, Saturday, the people, you know, I mean, he was like a hero there. I mean,
a standing ovation. I mean, he was greeted like he was king.
Right. I mean, you know, he got more attention than Elvis did, right?
Yeah.
And so here, and Biden, you're not going to see Biden goes to place, he gets booed. Okay. And recently he just appeared somewhere, but so they know that there's no way in the world in a fair and legal election he could get elected. And so this is when Biden said that he would stop him. And you know that Hillary has said over and over, if Trump gets back in the White House, we're all going to hang. She knows that she's guilty of treason. So go ahead and play that clip. It's just Jesse Waters from Fox News.
The trial for a crime Democrats can't name is now in the hands of a liberal Manhattan jury. How does Trump think this whole thing's going?
Mother Teresa could not beat these charges. These charges are rigged. The whole thing is rigged. You have a trial like this where the judge is so conflicted he can't breathe. He's got to do his job. And it's not for me, that I can tell you. It's a disgrace. And I mean that Mother Teresa could not beat those charges.
2.5 hours, this jury's already deliberated longer than the OJ jury. But Biden must be happy because that's 4.5 hours that Trump can't campaign in the Bronx. The jury resumes deliberations tomorrow at 9:30, and like the rest of us, they're confused. They asked Judge Mershon to reread them what the case was about, and Judge Mershon finally told the jury what the crimes were. Are you ready? There's three. A federal campaign violation, the creation of false records, and a tax violation. Now, we knew about the false records charge, although I didn't know how marking legal expense for paying a lawyer is a crime. Tax violations. First time I'd ever heard anything about taxes. And the old campaign finance violation. And now we know the specific charge. I'll read it. It's a violation of New York State election law to conspire to promote the election of any persons by unlawful means. It's a misdemeanor. And by the way, Bragg has to prove that Trump knew he was breaking election law. Now, in 2016, Trump was a first-time politician. He didn't know election law. And if silencing bimbo eruptions is illegal, you'd have to throw Bill Clinton's entire campaign in prison. Trump was going to call a witness to say this wasn't against the law. A judge wouldn't let him. So listen to what the judge told the jury. The jury gets to pick what crime Trump's guilty of. The 12 jurors don't even have to agree on which three charges he's guilty of. It can just be one or any 1, 2, 3 charge combination. And the judge considers that a unanimous verdict. Convicted. It's like a crime buffet. 12 jurors can go to the buffet. Each eat different things. One juror just gets a salad. The other jurors get meat and potatoes. Other jurors get salad, meat and potatoes. All they have to do is agree on that their meal was delicious, even though they didn't even taste everyone else's food. Fill your plate with misdemeanors, whatever you want, and we'll call it a felony. This is the first time we've ever seen a case like this in the history of the American legal system. And three non-unanimous misdemeanors make a former president and convicted felon. Now, it's not like they found Trump with gold bars in his closet like Gold Bar Bob. It's not like Trump filmed his crime spree like Hunter. If I don't understand it and our lawyers don't understand it, how do you think the jury feels?
The jury must be overwhelmed. I mean, to have all of these instructions just read to them without them getting a copy is going to be overwhelming for them. And also, it's crazy that the lawyers were not able to discuss the instructions in their closings yesterday. They weren't able to do that yesterday, which I find bizarre.
The judge sent 12 Manhattan jurors to deliberate on the fate of the former president with a new crime and no guidance. A couple of these jurors went in there admitting they don't like Trump. How are they supposed to be fair if the crime isn't clear? You can't. That's the point. It's all emotion. This case was designed to be confusing. It's why they made it about sex and the election and never touched on the actual law. It played right into the jury's biases and stereotypes. Dismissed jurors were telling us this weeks ago, remember?
You feel like the people that you were speaking with in that jury room that you sat with all day on Tuesday, that they can put together a fair and impartial jury because of that sense of duty? Do you think that's possible?
I'm not sure about that.
Really, why?
You know, everybody has biases and, you know, stereotypes in their minds.
The jury has two lawyers on it who work in Manhattan corporate law firms with DEI all over their websites. They know the charges are Frankenstein. They went to law school. They know better. What do you think happens if they find Trump not guilty and show up to work next week? Corporate law firms in New York City are about as political a place as you can work, outside of politics. These types of firms all work for and donate to Democrats. Their reputations and their careers are in jeopardy. So is everyone else's inside of the courtroom. If Bragg fails, his career's over. Maybe he lands at MSNBC, maybe. If Judge Mershon guides the jury to a conviction and he's overturned on appeal, Democrats don't care. He doesn't care. It's after the election. Mershon will be a hero in liberal law circles. And his daughter, a Democrat consultant, will get filthy rich. There's something very fishy about how Judge Mershon came to preside over this case. There are 24 sitting judges who were supposed to be randomly selected from to take this case. Judge Mershon wasn't even on the list of judges. He's an acting judge. And he's not just a Biden donor. Judge Mershon donated to the Progressive Turnout Project and to an organization called Stop Trump. And he never recused himself. Judge Mershon was allegedly randomly selected for the Trump hush money case, the Trump organization fraud case, and for the Steve Bannon case. This is almost statistically impossible that an acting judge, not within the pool of sitting judges, who happens to be a Stop Trump donor, is randomly selected to all three of these Trump cases within the same year. It's probably another conspiracy theory. Just like the resistance left fell in love with Fauci, Mueller, and Avenatti, they now have a man crush on Mershon.
With respect to Judge Mershon, I mean, I am like now, you know, I have like a man crush on him.
Right.
He is such a great judge that it's hard to see that the jurors wouldn't have the same impression. I mean, he's just, you just keep on thinking, if you looked in a dictionary for like judicial temperament, that's what you get.
Judicial temperament, he kicked everybody out of a courtroom so he could yell at a defense witness who rolled his eyes and then threatened to throw the former president of the United States in jail for talking. The judge is throwing a tantrum inside the courthouse, and the sitting president sends actors to throw tantrums outside the courthouse. He let a porn star suggest she was sexually assaulted and then told the jury, oops, pretend you didn't hear that. And then let Michael Cohen sell the jury anti-Trump T-shirts from the witness stand. No one knows what the heck is going on.
The confusion is nobody knows what the crime is because there's no crime. Nobody knows what the crime is. The DA didn't name the crime. They don't know what the crime is. That's what the problem is. It's a disgrace. This thing ought to be ended immediately. The judge ought to end it and save his reputation.
The defendant has a constitutional right to know the crime he's being charged with. You can't tell him on the last day, and you can't tell the jury the crime on the last day either. And if the judge, witnesses, and the crowd can't control their emotions, how can we expect the jury to put their emotions aside and use reason to decide this case? Click here to...
All righty, we are back. And again, it's just an amazing...
It's insanity.
It is.
There's no legitimate rule of law.
You had an article there.
I do.
Yeah.
This is the Gateway Pundit, Wayne Root. My CIA sources say Biden administration knows waves of Red Dawn terror attacks will be carried out in USA any day, yet they refuse to warn the American people. Why? I've been warning on my national TV and radio shows for many months about waves of Red Dawn terror attacks coming soon to the USA. My warning was not based on any inside information from the government. It was based only on my common sense and gut instincts. That's all changed. I now have high-level inside information from my sources at the CIA confirming what's coming. Anyone can see that this Biden administration, led by zombie dementia puppet Joe Biden and his boss Obama, the real president, have opened the borders and waved the entire world in. And anyone with a brain knows that among the millions waved in have been hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of terrorists. Just recently, the National Sheriff's Association claimed there are 2 million terrorists inside the USA. Please understand, all it took was 2,000 terrorists on October 7th to invade Israel and murder, rape, burn, and behead 1,200 innocent souls. Can you imagine what damage and death 2 million terrorists could do inside the USA? That's an army bigger than our entire combined armed forces. We have 1.3 million active duty military. That's an army bigger than our entire combined police force in the USA. We have 800,000 combined police officers. Well, today there's no need for an invasion by our enemies because the invasion has already happened. Millions of terrorists and Chinese military-age males are ready, are already inside the USA. So... a cause of great concern and more of a reason to contact your county sheriff and see what their battle plan is for this. Civics.
If you go all the way back to tactical civics, that this is after we win this thing. We have to win with what may be a civil war. And
God forbid this happens before the civil war.
Yeah, but what happens is... you have to understand, going all the way back to when Obama was in, you remember, Joe, they were saying then, the chatter had it, that the deep state wanted 50 million. Once they got 50 million illegals in, that was their goal, 50 million to take the country down.
Okay. You know, we don't want a civil war, but my gosh. So we got all kinds of potential threats.
No, we don't want a civil war, but we may end up with it. You know, we don't always get what we want, for sure.
No,
but we need to be prepared. Like, you know, Reagan made it very clearly: strength will keep you out of war. If the best
weakness
way to avoid a war
invites it, and we are weak. I want to back up though. I had mentioned that little 13-year-old girl working at a Hyundai plant because you mentioned the border and the people coming across. Well, if you dig into the story, they found out this little girl and her two brothers were all working at this plant. Her brothers were 12 and 15. So a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 15-year-old, they were working between 50 and 60 hours a week operating machines on assembly line that formed sheet metal to auto parts. And you read a little further, it was kind of hidden. Former employees have been alleging that there were as many as 50 underage workers were employed at these various shifts at the Smart plant in Luverne, there in Alabama. And one of the other groups that were producing all of a sudden fired a whole bunch of kids. They found there were children working there. And they fired them all and said, oh, well, we got them from a... what is an outside agency, a temp agency that sends us employees. So they're trying to blame a temporary company, relies on temporary work agencies to fill the jobs. and they must have been the ones that sent us these 50 children. Yeah, this is why one of the reasons they don't want to stop the trafficking, the children coming in, you know, you have a little 12, 13, 15-year-olds working 50, 60 hours in a factory, and I'll bet you dollars to donuts they weren't paid very much, Pastor Ernie. And they were also missing from home. That's how they found them. The parents reported them missing, couldn't find their children, and turned out a couple hundred miles away in making auto parts.
Well, again, the biggest child trafficker.
I mean, this is America.
Taxpayer-funded, government-sponsored human trafficking.
15-year-olds.
Yeah, the biggest trafficker of human traffickers of child sex trafficking is the United States government.
Government, yep. And people Joe, I think people thought we were exaggerating when we said things like this. And now these stories are starting to come out. They're finding where these children are. This is the second or third story we found where one day we're working in a chicken plant, working night shifts, 12-year-olds, trying to go to school during the day, remember? And then working 12-hour shifts at night in a chicken plant.
Yeah. We should be more specific. It's not our government. It's the Biden administration.
It's the deep state government.
Right.
And Joe Biden had his orders. He took them directly from the Chinese Communist Party. Keep the border open. Keep as many illegals coming in. Bring the terrorists. Bring the national Chinese troops in.
Bring in the little kids.
Keep the drugs flowing into America. Right. And, you know, so there you go. I mean, it's there.
And one solution to this is our state governments need to start cracking down on setting up stings on the sex trafficking.
Amen. And the people, you know, our listeners out there, people have to start getting angry. They have to quit being observers. They have to start getting angry, getting involved, telling their local government officials, we're not going to live like this. We're not going to tolerate this kind of thing in America.
Do your jobs. Find these people. Shut them down.
Somebody at those plants knew those children were there. There were supervisors, other workers. Nobody, you know, called to say, hey, I can't, you know, deal with this stuff. Everybody was going along with it, letting it happen. And that's the downfall of America. We get to that point that people won't stand up and put a stop to it in their own backyard. We deserve God's judgment if we don't change and do something.
I wanted to read the names of those Democrat Communist Party members that want Trump dead. They want to pull. They've offered up that bill to take away his Secret Service protection. Along with them, these are starting, of course, with Benny Thompson, then Troy Carter, Barbara Lee, Frederica Wilson, Yvette Clark, Bonnie Watson Coleman, Jasmine Crockett, Joyce Bailey, and by the way, Bailey's from Ohio.
Oh.
Steve Cohen. All of these, wait a minute, have signed on. And here, now they refer to the Committee on Judiciary. According to the press release, the legislators would reform the U.S. Secret Service Protection Mission by automatically terminating Secret Service protection for all those who had been sentenced to prison following a conviction of federal or state felony, clarifying the prison authorities would be responsible for the protection of all inmates regardless of previous Secret Service protection. Here again, that's really something that the prison.
That's a new low.
Yeah, it is. These people, again, this is a new low. In the United States now.
These are our so-called statesmen and stateswomen.
Absolutely. And
I think that's an oxymoron.
They should honor their oath and then permanently resign from public office.
So
protect our country from foreign and domestic terrorists.
In other words,
enemies.
Enemies. They're as bad as the criminals on the street. At
Some
least
of them
the
are.
Ones on the street are honest.
No, they're worse.
Criminals. They, you know they are.
Worse, Jesus said, he said that your punishment will be the greater. He used a term when he was talking to those, remember, it was the lawyers and the religious leaders, and he said that your damnation, which is stronger term than condemnation. Your damnation will be the greater.
What Isaiah said about the people of Israel during the days of the 7th century B.C., about how they'd have children and fools governing over them because of embracing sin. So that's an issue we can repent from.
Isaiah chapter 3, he told him that you will have, because of your corruption, you'll have incompetent. The children is used twice in that passage, one for actually juveniles, the other is for incompetent people. And he said you're going to have children and women as your rulers. Look at all of these states that have women governors. Just about every one of them are involved in witchcraft today. People don't realize that. They don't hear that, but we know, okay. They're all involved in witchcraft. If you go to Michigan, you go to New Mexico, you go to New York, these people are all...
I think there is a satanic temple.
In New Mexico.
What is it, Detroit?
Yeah. Well, in New Mexico, the Satanists are part of the health, working with the government, the Church of Satan, actually. Mm. So,
the good news is most of us don't support the wickedness. It's just we fail to either get the right people elected, run ourselves, or get them kicked out.
Well, one of those women now was just elected president of Mexico.
Right.
So we have one of them now is the president of Mexico.
The climate lady?
Yep, she's supposed to be a Jew. So
she ain't no lady.
And she's a Jew, but she's a liberal. So
She is. No, you can't be a liberal and be a lady.
Looking at a couple of scriptures, Nahum in chapter 3, verse 1, woe to the bloody city. It is all full of lies and robbery. Pray, departeth not.
Does it say in there New York?
Put that into New York,
Washington,
D.C., Chicago, Philly, right? I mean, boy,
Los
does
Angeles.
That scream at me.
In Philly, this was it was ironic because you had two of the groups out there. You had the running, you had the Sodomites having a march, and then you had the Hamas people at the same time.
Yeah, and they clashed, and they wouldn't, neither one would give. And what was amazing, you've got all these, the queers for, what's the term they were using? Anyway, they were waving flags about from the river to the sea here. All these Sodomites running around wanting the annihilation of the people of Israel, and yet they were the ones talking about we should be accepted and everybody should be loved and everybody should be allowed to do their own thing, and yet they're waving signs declaring they want all the Jews in the world killed.
Joe?
I've never heard anything so crazy and insane in my life.
I heard a report from someone that was in Japan that said they were having a queer parade, and then right after that, one of these anti-Semite parades, and it was the same people. So it's a organized effort. It's probably funded by the Great Resetters or the WEF, and supposedly that might be one of the elements here in the States. Is these people are just paid organizers? Because usually those two don't match, right? The jihadists and the Sodomites.
Well, this is what this article was all about. The two groups were kind of head-to-head and were stopping each other from being able to do their protest, and it was totally strange. I'm trying to find it. I thought I'd printed it out.
Well, this group in Japan.
It was so unusual because neither one was going to give any ground to the other, and yet most of them were interchanging back and forth. And it was almost like a total confusion, like they had no idea what they were doing there. And supporting each other's causes, but yet not wanting to let the other side protest. It was weird. Hmm. It's hard to explain. It was like the article is very confusing to read because I don't think anybody understood what was really going on there.
Well, again, we know God is not the author of confusion. We know who is.
Right, Satan, and these people were definitely confused.
Well, he tells you there in Isaiah 66, verse 4, that he will have them in derision. He will have them in absolute derision.
And that's what they
Isn't
were
Isn't that the
in.
Wicked? Psalm 2?
Yeah.
He laughs in heaven.
Yeah, there too, in Psalm 2, but also in Isaiah.
Well, let's hope for revival. Right. Let's root these wicked groups out of our country and shut them down, defund them.
Okay, you can't have revival without repentance, you see.
No.
And what's going to have to happen is the people, God knows what it takes to bring people to repentance. A lot of people refuse until he puts them in a position where they've got no place to go. They can't go any lower. And that's you know, where the Democrats are at today. They've become totally reprobate. So he knows what it takes to do that. But, you know, again, he's been very, very long-suffering, very long-suffering. But we don't know. Maybe his cup, you know, of indignation is filled. This may be time for the start of the tribulation period. So we'll see.
We don't know. But I do know earlier I was mentioning about money and the root of all evil, and NIH scientists make $710 million in royalties from drug makers, a fact they tried to hide. This is from the New York Post. And it said new data from the NIH revealed that these guys collected this money from 21 through 23. $710 million in those years, 21, 22, and 23. And before that, it had been very little, you know, over like 10, 12 years. And almost all of that cash, $690 million of $710, went to the NIH. That's Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the agency led by one Anthony Fauci and 260 of the scientists. This information came from OpenTheBooks.com, and they had to sue several times to uncover these royalties paid. And they had to sue two or three times. They came in the second time with Judicial Watch as their counsel to get this information.
And God bless Judicial Watch.
The payments skyrocketed during the pandemic. Those years saw more than double the cash flow to NIH from the private sector compared to the prior 12 years. The total combination of money that went into the NIH, $1.36 billion from groups like Pfizer and Moderna. Gee, there's no conflict of interest there, is there, Pastor Ernie? Over $1 billion to these scientists, most of it going to the NIH, to 260 people, and Fauci directed where it goes and who got it. And I see no conflict of interest, no corruption.
Joe, is that that same Pfizer?
We've got the most corrupt government. I mean, we should be apologizing to these banana republics out there. I truly, the more I'm looking, the more corrupt this mess is.
Joe, is that the same Pfizer that knew the shot wasn't safe or effective from the very start?
Yeah, that's the same Pfizer, uh-huh. Yeah.
Joe,
the shots that killed
we're
people.
Coming up to a break pretty soon, so you had... You had something you wanted to say, so go ahead and say it now. You wanted to go back and talk about some of the things from the past. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, a little blast from the past. You and I have been around a long time, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately. 1969, there was a memo, and it was called the Jaffe Memo, offered by Frederick Jaffe, Vice President of Planned Predators Federation of America, who founded the pro-abortion organization, the Guttmacher Institute. This was based on the Center for Family Planning Program Development. And I found this in my files from way back when. And the proposed measures in the Jaffe memo that was based on the Center for Family Planning, well, we've got to reduce fertility. There are too many people in the world, okay? And these are all things that have really come to pass over the past 50 years. Restructure America's family. Postpone or avoid marriage. Doing well. Alter image of ideal family size. Compulsory education of children in liberal viewpoints. Encourage increased homosexuality. Educate for family limitation. Fertility control agents in the water. Encourage women to go to work. And this memo was the subject of a 1973 hearing by Republican Senator Alan Cranston.
Oh, I remember him.
They said, Planned Parenthood didn't really endorse these measures. They just put them out as suggestions if people thought that we had to curb the birth rate. And if they did it voluntarily, compulsory methods of stopping population would be, wouldn't be necessary for them to be compulsory. Yeah.
I remember they wanted to sterilize all the black women.
That's right.
That was a part of Planned Parenthood, the Democratic Party. They wanted to sterilize all the black women.
That was their official policy?
Yeah, that was Joe. Yeah, well, that's what they wanted official. To do. The Republicans stopped them.
Planning, that was just part of it. But it was,
was that
promoting
Gates'
abortion
dad?
In here.
Yeah, he was involved in that.
And, breaking up the family. I was trying to give the highlights. There are pages and pages of how to, do these things, the universal tenets of the highlight, educate family limitation. Basically, that was keep people from having children by what? Oh, abortion was one of the prescribed measures. And if you start looking through this, this was just like the cliff notes on this whole family planning thing. The whole idea was promote abortion, murder children, and change the family structure, God's family forever.
Absolutely. We're going to a break. We'll be back after this, and I think we'll open the phone lines and take your calls at 888-677-9673. Be back right after this.
Sin is a burning thing. It has a deadly sting. Pleasure is a burning desire, but it will take you to the lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher, and you'll burn, burn, burn in that lake of fire. That lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire. Christ is a saving king. He'll keep you from death stings. Sin is a burning desire. Fall into that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire.
All righty. You hear that, Democrats? You hear that? There is a burning lake of fire created for Satan and his fallen angels. But you know what? I'm telling you, God has said, either repent or perish. God has said that.
We hope you repent.
Right.
And confess your sins.
Everything that you...
Destroying our country.
Right now, tonight, if there could be a new sin invented tonight, by tomorrow, they'd have it in their platform, their political platform. All righty. Well, so the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. We got time to take maybe two or three calls in the, before the end of the program. And I do want to remind the folks again, like I said, we don't ask for support unless it's pledge week, and we do that for 1 week. But right now, it's summertime, and right now we definitely need to hear from you. If you're going to continue to hear from us, okay, if you're going to continue to hear from us, we got to hear from you. All I heard with that was from Illinois. Who was it?
Nancy.
Nancy from Illinois. Nancy, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor Ernie.
Hey, Nancy.
I'm calling about Trump's trial. And my major concern, and I think that that would be one of the biggest questions that is really not addressed, is there was, on the jury, there was 7 men and 5 women, and 2 of them were attorneys. So how did this verdict end up the way it did when there were 2 attorneys?
Because those, those 2 attorneys, go ahead.
Yeah.
Those 2 attorneys.
They would have stood up and said, listen, this is nothing but a sham.
Yeah, yeah, I know that. But you see, then again, they would probably not practice law again in New York. You see, again, the whole thing is corrupted. You either fall in line. Just like, remember how Nancy Pelosi, when she was Speaker of the House, she had her iron gavel where everybody, you either fell in line or your money, your area, your district would get no funds, no support, you know, when it comes to election. And that's the way it works there. In New York, look, their ethics, listen to this. This is how ethical their ethics committee is. The Committee on Ethics said that they couldn't find anything that was unethical about Judge Rahsaan. So there you go. That tells you a lot right there. Okay. And that's
That they could, we could take those 2 attorneys to court and prosecute them and say, you know, I mean, that's our ace in the hole right there. We're just like ignoring it.
Well, the problem of it is that the crime was committed in New York, and that's where they would go to court in their own
court. Yeah.
See, that's the problem.
The same system that did this to Trump would not even they would reject that.
They'd dismiss it.
Wouldn't even take it to court.
Right. That's the problem.
It's a good thing you don't live in New York City, Nancy.
It is totally
corrupt. Me too.
Corrupt.
Totally,
totally corrupt.
It's even more corrupt than New York.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, you cheese in Illinois, but you're not in Chicago, are you?
No.
Good.
No, I'm in one of the suburbs, but I'm embarrassed to even, you know, think about it. Illinois is so thick with corruption. It's even built right into the name. Illinois.
I
find that really amusing.
I'm glad I don't live in Illinois.
Well, I'm sure, I don't know how old you are, but I remember the Daily Machine very, very well. And how they started, it was the precedent that they set for dead people voting. They were...
What was that guy's name from that mayor?
Daley.
Is it Daley?
Yeah, it was the father, John Daley. He was the father, and then the son, Richard Daley. Yep. But everybody liked the father. And everybody knew he was corrupt, but because he fell in line with the rest of the way that they thought, everybody admired John Daley, the father.
Well, you know, they liked Al.
We know he's corrupt, but we love him.
Well, they said the same thing about Al Capone. They,
right.
You know, they was corrupt, but they loved him, right?
Right, right.
And so,
Well, didn't you guys have some good news from Illinois as far as legislative-wise in the last week? You remember that?
With no, not
something
that
about
I know.
Abortion.
Right? No, I don't. What about the abortion?
Wasn't there like some kind of pro-life victory? Am I remembering
that
wrongly?
That I'm not familiar with, but this wicked governor that we have, J.B. Pritzker, he's as evil as can be.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
he has made Illinois the hub for abortions. He's got these mobile units that meet these desperate girls right at the border, and then he just walks them right in to get their abortion. And if there's any protesters, he has them arrested.
Yeah, he's as evil, as wicked as the day is long.
He's as evil as can be.
The state of Illinois has mobile abortion units traveling to the border and bringing them back to Illinois.
Yep, they are wicked. And
it's where the desperate girls, they leave their red states where it's not allowed. And whether they drive their own car or they fly in, he meets them right there at the border with the mobile units.
That is wicked. Those are the days we're living in. We're living in 2 Timothy chapter 3, Romans chapter 1, it tells you. And so we're seeing.
Sounds like you guys got to vote out that governor.
Well, see, this is the time where.
From what I understand, he's never worked a day in his life. He was born into money. He had the election rigged with him becoming governor of Illinois through this prior governor. What was his name? Rod Blagojevich. And there was even a phone call that was, found out. They had brought the conversation over where they rigged that election through the phone call. And
then they threw Blagojevich under the bus.
Yeah.
Right. That's the one that was sentenced to 14 years in prison.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, well, they threw him under the bus. They double-crossed him.
Trump pardoned him, got him out early.
Yeah.
It was horse trading. So he really wasn't guilty.
Everybody was on his side. We all thought that he was innocent, but he wasn't innocent. He was just as corrupt as the rest of them.
I heard him talk about it. He said it was compared to, like, horse trading. So if you're in a position of power, you're able to put your influence toward what you prefer. And I don't think there's anything that's actually illegal, but he did.
He took a lot of money away from children's hospitals through the money system. He robbed the care of the children in hospitals. I don't remember too much of that, but he wasn't as innocent as we all thought he was. And this J.B. Pritzker, he was born into money. He was when he came in, and he wasn't elected. He just somehow got to be the governor through that Blagojevich. But he was worth $27 billion already. His family is their fortune is through the Marriott hotels.
You know, it's people like that that have all of that money that never seem to repent. Those are the ones where it says, woe unto you, rich men.
Right. Last year we heard rumors that he's working to try to become president. So he might just throw his hat in the ring in these last few months. Who knows? But if he got one vote, I would be surprised. He's as evil as can be.
Yeah, well, that is a requirement for the Democratic Party today. You have to be as evil as you can be. I mean, that's just the way it is. Well, I thank you very much for calling and sharing that with us.
Okay, Pastor. Thank you.
God bless you. And thanks for listening. Who did you have next out there before we... Okay. Very quickly, I wanted to just... This is kind of strange. Idaho Bar trolls Pride Month by celebrating Heterosexual Awesomeness Month. This is really straight. Getting free beers to straight people. That's right. A bar in Idaho has come up with its own interesting response to Sodomite Month. The old state station in Eagle, Idaho, announced on his Facebook page that rather than dedicating the month of June to sodomy, it would instead be celebrating Heterosexual Awesomeness Month. The announcement read, June will be OSS Inaugural Heterosexual Awesomeness Month. Come join us all to celebrate heterosexuals, for without them, none of us would be here. That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, each Monday will be Hetero Male Monday, and any heterosexual male dressed like a heterosexual male will receive a free draft beer. Each Wednesday is Heterosexual Couples Day, and each heterosexual couple will receive 15% off their bill. More events to be announced for the coming weeks. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook to stay informed. What do you want to...
Well, that's the way to counter the sodomite garbage, is support what's right.
Absolutely. Well, we're coming up to... How much time do I have left there tonight, Ken?
About 8 minutes.
Okay. Joe, you have got 8 full minutes.
All right.
Now, because we normally don't have this much time. And
we don't.
Yeah, before you do, I just wanted to say to the folks one more time that, again... We normally don't do this until pledge week, but folks, right now there could be a problem, and so we need to hear from you to help us stay on the station you're listening to us on. We wouldn't ask, believe me, if we didn't need to. But go ahead, Joe.
I want to use a hymn if I have a couple of minutes. It's an old hymn, "Just As I Am." Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, poor, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind. Yes, all I need in thee to find, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come to thee. Yes, we are sinners all, poor and wretched. And God sent his only begotten Son to the end that believe in him, to the end that all who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We know that the wages of sin is death. Well, God explained it pretty clearly, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and truth is not in us. 1 John 1:8. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth not, to him it is sin. You can live what you think is a really good life. I haven't hurt anybody. I didn't lie. I didn't steal. I didn't. But yet you're a sinner. Why? Because there were things that God had wanted you to do that you did not do. If you knew something was good and you didn't do the right thing, to God it's sin. And falls, that's James 4:17. God wants you to know you can change your status in life and for all eternity. There is only one way to heaven. And you know, Oprah, everybody else tries to tell you, you can create your own salvation. There's other ways to heaven. All religions lead, all kinds of lies out there, but there's only one way. It's not through a church, a denomination, a philosophy, works, moral living, you know. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you don't go through Jesus Christ, you're never going to get to God. Can't be done. John 3:3 says simply, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Born again, not, you know, not in the flesh, but in the spirit, a born again in spirit. A spiritual rebirth is what that is. And like I said, we're all sinners. Whether you admit it or not, you are a sinner, and you must repent from those sins, because God does require the punishment for sin. John 3:36 says, and he that believeth not the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. The wrath of God. So we have to get this gift that God has, we have to repent, because God gives us this wonderful gift of eternal life that's free. Romans 6:23, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So what do we do? Well, Romans 10, verses 9 through 13 make it clear that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord is over all, is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. When it means call upon the name of the Lord, you call upon the Father God and you repent. You tell God you are sorry that your sins placed his one and only Son on that cross, that Jesus had to go to the cross to die to pay the price for your sins. You ask to be forgiven. And God will forgive you if you do that with a repentant, a true repentant heart. And then the wonderful thing is then you can call upon Jesus Christ and ask him to be Lord of your life, all of your life, that you are willing to give yourself to him completely, make him first in your life. And when you do that, he will send you the down payment on eternal life. He will give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God to come and reside in you. You, in a sense, become then the holy temple because you house the living God within you. You then have the spiritual rebirth. You then become this born-again believer, a child of the kingdom, a son or daughter of the living God. And you become a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. A change, a wonderful change takes place. You find peace, joy, happiness that you've never found before. Because
1 minute, Joe. One minute.
Inside us. You see, there was a place when God created us, a need to have that relationship with our Father. And that's what being born again is. We become then, we have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So we don't truly have a religion. We have a real relationship with God himself through the indwelling of his wonderful Holy Spirit in us. And that's what makes Christianity different from everything in the world, every other religion, because we have a personal relationship with the living God. Only you can make the choice. Only you can call upon God. Only you can have a repentant heart. It is the only way through the Son. You pray to the Father through the Son and do it now, because for many people there will be no more tomorrow.
That's right. This very night.
An accident will happen. Yep. Somebody will be
Joe,
shot.
Joe, between now and tomorrow, many, many people are going to run out of tomorrows, and we're out of time for tonight.
Tonight.
So
yep.
We want to say, as we always do at this time, good night.
Good night.
And thank all you folks for listening out there. God bless.
God bless.
And always get ready. Ready?
Keep fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.